Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Dirty After Dark. I'm your host, Jace Flizzle, J. Floyd. For the next hour, I'll give you that rough, rugged, and raw that you've never heard before. So sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Forget what you heard, but act like you know. So what's up, all my family, my friends, my freaks? Welcome to another edition of that 924's Dirty After Dark. It's the Turn On Tuesday show. And for all of my listeners who have been listening to me since day one, I decided to switch it up tonight because I know I used to do the Wednesday nights, and then I flipped it on Thursdays when I was out of town. But everybody knows that Empire's back in town now. Empire's on the air now. And as much as I would love to compete against Empire, I know it will be a lost cause, so I decided not to do it then. And then Thursday night being the scandal and all my gladiators out there, so I decided to flip it up a little bit and do something on Tuesday. You know, I'm debating if I should do Turn On Tuesday or Taste Me Tuesday or Touch Me Tuesday, something along those lines. But I know it's going to be, you know it's going to be grown and sexy, so you don't even got to worry about it. So just definitely tune in and get it in, as we say. You know, my weekend was great. I had a really, really good weekend. If y'all didn't know, Thursday was my B-day, you know. I'm not ashamed to say it. I turned 43 years old, or 43 years young, I should say. And normally, you know, when you're in your teens and your 20s, even your early 30s, you know, you want to turn it up and get loose and do what you got to do. But as you hit that stage in your life where you really don't want to get it in, you know, everybody was asking me, what are you going to do? What are you going to get into? And I was like, nothing. I just want to relax, meditate, get my mind right. You know, my 42nd birthday was a wonderful, that whole year was wonderful. And I look to eclipse that and go further and further, mind, body, and spirit. So I relaxed this weekend. You know, I just chilled out, relaxed. I did a few things with my homeboy because he and I have the same birthday. But other than that, we just chilled. Straight up and down, I just chilled, relaxed. Got my relax on and just really tried to focus on meditation and taking care of my mind and my body. So I'm refreshed, ready to rock, ready to get into this Dirty After Dark, ready to give you that rough, rugged, and raw that you've never heard before, and we're about to get it in. And because I feel so good, I'm coming to you live and direct from, I should get a drum roll, I'm coming from my bedroom. That's right, live and direct from my bedroom. I decided to do that. I did a show some time ago from the bedroom. So I decided to do that again because, you know, this is my comfort zone. This is my my zen moment. This is my place, my domicile, my place of energy. So, like I said, coming live and direct from the bedroom. I know. Usually I'll get a round of applause, but I decided to do just to be relaxed. I wanted to be in a comfortable environment where I talk to all my friends, families, and freaks, and just give you that, like I said, just give you that warm and cuddly feeling. You know, now I just need somebody to occupy this big ass bed. You know what? Being real rough, rugged, and raw, I could have, if I wanted to, made, you know, I had inquiries about, you know, who I want to spend time with, but you know, the best thing is to spend time with yourself. That's the only way you're going to have fun. That's the only way you're going to bear yourself, is to spend quality time with yourself. So, with that being said, I'm going to go in. Every week or every time I do a show, I always want to spice it up and do different things. I try to do about 3 segments. And each segment has different things in them for all my people who are just listening in, first-time listeners. So this segment, I'm going to address it to my ladies. Next segment, I'm going to hit my fellas up. And the third segment is that real rough, rugged, and raw, grown, and sexy. And we're going to get into the couples and more little intimate things. So this first segment, I'm going to hit up with my ladies. All my beautiful ladies out there that are going through that hard thing, that dating scene, whether you're dating online or just, you know, single and doing your thing. When you run into a guy, and I'm sure beautiful ladies, you meet men all the time, but how do you know if they're either dating material or they're just a hookup? You know, this is 2015. And in 2015, we don't need to sugarcoat it. You know, we're all mature, we're all grown and sexy. And ladies, it's just, sometimes if you just want to get it in, you want to get it in. And sometimes if you're more meaningful, if you're looking for something with more substance, more validity, you know, more character, if you're looking for that classic gentleman, you go for that as well. So here's some of the differences between that hookup and that dating material. When you're dealing with a man, when the man is actually looking for something more than just a hookup. He's looking for more than just a booty call, a one-night stand. He's looking for some substance. He is looking for a woman who he can actually have intellectual conversations with and not just some hot piece of ass in the bedroom. You know you got some dating material. Now, I remember the last time I did a show on husband and wifey material. This is kind of before that, you know. So when you run up on a guy, ladies, that actually wants to talk to you, who actually wants to talk to you, and more important, ladies, who actually wants to listen to you. You learn more by listening than by talking. So when you find a man who genuinely wants to hear what you have to say, good, bad, and indifferent, then you know that's a good man to spend quality time with in regards to dating and getting to know. You know, when you have more than things in common than just the sex. Don't get me wrong, ladies, and my fellas out there. You know, physical attraction is the first of many attractions that you'll have with a mate. So if you're not physically attracted to them, you know, it's everything else, you know, may go to the wayside. So if the sex is hot, that's one thing, but the conversation, the chemistry, the everything else need to be hot as well. So if you got more in common than that, than just the sex, then that's a good thing. If you want to tell people about this person, if you get that, if you just want to, and I know how you ladies get, when you find something good, you want to tell people about it. Not necessarily tell the world and put it out there on Facebook, but tell your close friends, some family members, things of that nature, that you found this special person. then that's probably, you know, that's your intuition telling you that, hey, he's good enough to let other people in your life who value you and who you value, and let them know that, hey, this person is special to you. And one of the things is when you could see a future with them other than just the bedroom. You know, he may be a master in the bedroom, but can you see yourself, you know, 6 months down the line, 12 months down the line, 2 years down the line, 5 years down the line? Can you see yourself with this man? And last but not least, if you want, you got a good man, if you want to show him off and he wants to show you off, he wants to take you to around his friends and family, he wants to, you know, he doesn't mind public displays of affection, that's when you know you got a guy who really does care about you from the inside out. Now, with that being said, when you run across a guy, you know it's just hookup material. You know you got hookup material when the only thing y'all talk about is the next time y'all going to hook up, you know, from a sexual perspective, you know. So when you know it's just a booty, you know, just a booty call, it's just friends with benefits, you'll know that because all y'all do is talk about sex, and then y'all can't wait to have sex again. When I said on the, you know, about the dating material, when you keep a man quiet, that's when you know. You don't really say much about him. You don't really talk about him. He's just the dick. You know, that's all you tell your girlfriends. He's just a dick. That's when you know right there that it's it's just a friends with benefits. That's all it is. You don't see a future with this person. You don't see, like you said, you don't see yourself lasting 6 months, a year, 5 years. You don't see a future. And then you don't have those feelings, that warm and fuzzy feeling for that person other than the sexual part. He may be giving great cunnilingus, but besides that, he can't hold your attention as far as the conversation. That's a good sign, ladies, that you may not have a hubby material or dating material. You just may just have that friends with benefits. Sometimes you just need a brother to knock that dust off. I heard that and I just had that laugh. So ladies, when you do decide to date this guy, what are some of the things that you're looking for? It goes back to what I said about dating material. When some things that you look for in a guy, you want to look for a guy, you want to know what his interests are and what he's committed in, whether he's committed into, is he interested in a long-term relationship? Is he interested in a booty call? Is he interested in, does he have a five-year plan or a 10-year plan? Where does his future lie? That's when you know. You know, those are the things you want to look for in a man when you're trying to take it to that next level. Also, his arrogance, which I'm going to talk about in a second, about arrogance and cockiness and the difference between being confident and being arrogant, because I have been called both at times, and at times I've probably been arrogant and confident. But you could tell a lot about a man by his machismo, the way he interacts with public and the way he has his confidence out. Some of it can be just outright just irritating and just stupid, but then, you know, you want a man that's going to want to be able to hold his own. You need to look out, you need to notice if a man, how he respects you, how he treats you in public, how he treats you in private, how he puts you on that pedestal, how he respects you as a woman. Very important. Also, how he pursues you. How does he go about captivating your mind, your body, and your soul? What does he do? You know, does he sing to you? Does he write you poetry? Does he, you know, why does he pursue you? You know, chivalry is not dead. So how does a man pursue? How does a man, if he really wants you, he's going to pursue you. And the way he does it tells a lot about the man. If he's open and honest about his life, you know, everybody will put, you know, when you first meet a guy or you first meet a girl, everyone puts up their best foot forward. Everybody wants to show you their good side. But when a man is able to let you know his good, his bad, and his ugly, and he's being truthful and honest, and you can still respect him for it, then that says a lot about his character. ladies, if he's a romantic, God knows, men, fellas, you need to step up your game as far as being romantic. And it's just the little things. The little things goes a long way when trying to woo a woman. You know, if he's a romantic, if he listens to your opinions, listens to what you have to say, and actually cares about your feelings and emotions, those are qualities, ladies, that you really want to pick up on. You want to make sure that this is the man that you can possibly spend the rest of your life with. And last but not least, just make sure that he's not selfless. He's selfless. He's not selfish. He's not. It's not about him. It's about us. The collective. He's about bettering the collective. He's not just about bettering himself. So some of those things right there that you need to take heed when you date a man. And I know, ladies, men don't think that far ahead, but we do put a little bit of that thought. We may not think of it all of those things, but if we're looking for a mate, if we're looking for a companion, we do follow a few of these rules. So I got about 4 minutes left before my first commercial break. And I've been told, and I want to bring this up because I thought it was just interesting. There's a difference, ladies, between confidence and an arrogant man. There's a huge difference. But people sort of misconstrued a confident man as being a cocky man. And one of the things that makes one of the main differences is his modesty. I humble myself, and I say that I'm humble when people tell me, give me compliments or flatter me. I'm humbled by it because that's not the guy that I would. You know, sometimes you wake up and you just, you know, you're not at 100%, but you still get those flattering compliments. But it's the modesty. You know, he's modest and he's humble about how who he is as a man. Also, a difference between that arrogance and that confidence is how he treats others, how he treats his family, how he treats his friends, how he treats complete strangers. Ladies, you can tell a lot about a man about how he treats his family and his children. If he doesn't want to spend time with his children, if he doesn't want to spend time with his family, then guess what? He probably doesn't want to spend time with you, okay? Another characteristic, beautiful, is how he admits his mistakes. An arrogant man will never admit that he's wrong. A confident man will admit that he's wrong, learn from his mistakes, and move on. That's the difference between arrogance and confidence. You know, his general behavior, the way his demeanor is, you know, he doesn't necessarily, you know, a confident man doesn't necessarily have to have a $30,000 watch and expensive car. You know, an arrogant man who wants to portray himself as being wealthy would do that. You know, a confident man can have whatever car, but it's his character inside that shows, and that's what's important. A confident man is willingness to learn, not only from education, but just learn from society, learn from different people. A confident man will listen to a homeless man if he has something credible to say. An arrogant man won't have the time of the day. Confident men are doers. They're not sayers. Arrogant men say they're going to do this, say they've been here, say, and they always want to be the center of attention. A confident man is a man of action. He's a man who actually does it. He says what he does, and he's meaningful about it. That's the difference. A confident man is a man who, in his social relationships, he doesn't necessarily have to be the life of the party, but a confident man can go to any particular arena, whether it be the hood or the ballroom, and still be able to work his magic and assimilate and adapt to those surroundings. That's a confident man. That's the difference between a confident man and an arrogant man. So I want to put that out there because I had been accused many a time of being an arrogant man. But I think I'm confident in my abilities. I think that I But I'm a confident man. I'm a humble man. I know that I need a lot. I'm smart enough to know that I don't know everything, and I have a lot more to learn. And as I've gotten older, I realize that I know less and less. But I'm learning, and I have no problem picking up on something new every single day. And that's not arrogance. That's just being confident. So with that being said, I'm going to take my quick commercial break. When I come back from the break, we're going to jump into the male side of the conversation. I'm gonna tell you, you know, I'm hollering at my boys here. I still want my beautiful ladies to listen now. I still want y'all to listen, but it's coming from a man's perspective. Hey, only from that Dirty After Dark, that 924 network. It's your boy Jay Fizzle, Jay Floyd. And you know what? I'll holler at you. Good evening. It's your boy, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. And, hey, you know what I'm all about. I'm in that bed right now, and Eric Maiden said it all. It's all about that making love. So it's your boy, Jay Floyd, getting that 924. It's the It's that Dirty After Dark, Turned Up Tuesdays, and I'm coming to you live from the bed. So before the break, I talked about, the guy's perspective on things. You know, I gave it to the ladies. Now, my fellas, I got to shout out to my fellas, my boys that are listening. Shout out to all my dogs. Fellas, you done told me to hit me up with questions, comments, concerns, and complaints. So some of the things that the guys want to know is, or some of the things that guys, when we have that little, you know, round table discussion, ladies, here are some of the qualities that men find attractive in women. And I'm not saying all women need to follow this mantra, follow this rule, but in general, this is what men find attractive. And I say not all men. You know, every man is different. Every man has their own particular preference. So, but in general, this is what men find attractive. We love women who are groomed. Now, I mentioned this before. You know, we love ladies to take care of their hair. We take care of their nails. And, you know, ladies, you ask for us, you know, you ask us to be, have our hair cut, our goatee done, our beards trimmed, have on some nice cologne, nice shoes. And we ask the same. We want ladies, you know, but, you know, come on, ladies, you're born to be glamorous. It's your thing. So, you know, a good looking lady, a beautiful, attractive woman who sets the tone. You know, it's nothing like going on a first date and she's actually dolled up. She's spent time getting her body together, getting her hair together, getting her nails together. We find that extremely attractive because you're doing that for us. We like it. We love it. There's nothing like that. It sets the tone for the whole date. We enjoy women who have honesty. This is funny. We enjoy women who can listen as well, who are attentive. We're not saying that y'all have to know everything about football if we're into football, but at least be able to tell us a couple of teams. Damn, I mean, there's 32 teams. I'm sure you can pick one or two that you follow. Not all women follow football, but that might have, you know, you'll be surprised how many women actually follow sports. I told a group of women a while back, they were asking, where are all the good men at? I said, all you got to do is go to the average sports bar. If you go to the average sports bar, you will find tons of men. So, ladies, get into sports. Get into football. Have a favorite team. Know some players. You know, I guarantee you'll strike up conversations with men, and the rest is history. Ladies, you know, we pay attention. Surprisingly, you don't believe it, but we do pay attention to what you say. We pay attention to how you say it. We pay attention to those certain things, those certain catchphrases and catchwords. And so a woman that can come straight from the hip and don't have to sugarcoat stuff, we love that. We love a woman who can come straight from the hip. And you don't have to beat around the bush with us. You know, I was told one time that I went on a date. This is a funny story. Well, all my stories are either funny or sexy. I don't know. So was going on a date, first time date with this individual. And she told me, she said, hey, I'm going to tell you straight up. Would you mind if you met me, you know, close to where I stay? That way, if there's no chemistry, if there's no attraction, I can take my ass back home and you can go on about your business. And that was real for me. You know, we didn't have to go through the rigmarole. We didn't have to go all through all that drama, all that BS of me picking her up and taking her to somewhere. She's like, look, if there's no chemistry, we'll keep it moving. That way I can go back to my house. You can go and do what you want to do. No harm, no foul. That's straight talk. That's real talk. Men love to hear that. We love to hear that. Another thing, men love women who are confident in themselves, who can take charge. You know, hey, what would you like to drink? Well, I like a Crown. You know, I like a Crown meat. Wow. I like a martini. You know, no olives. You know, that's just, you know, men enjoy that. We find that, like, wow, this woman knows what she wants. She's confident in her abilities. It's a sexy thing. Men love women with confidence, just like women love men with confidence. So we pretty much like the same thing. We love a positive attitude. You know, I've been on many dates, and there's just so much negativity. How fellas hate this, and I'm telling you, ladies, we go on a date, and a lady wants to tell us all the negative things about her last boyfriend, about her baby daddy, about what's going on in her job, about her family. We went on a date to be Dr. Phil. That wasn't cool. So if you go on a date with a guy, be positive. Be positive to see him, positive to hear what he has to say, just positive attitude. It goes a long way, ladies. You know, men love positive, confident women, confident in their physical, confident in their mental, confident in their spiritual. We love that positive. You know, don't get me wrong. Everybody's got their woes and their sorrows and things of that nature. But not on the first date. Not on the first date. We don't look. I'm not going to tell you about my troubles on the first date. So please don't tell me yours. Sometimes, ladies, we do a lot of eye contact. We like to look at that. I mean, we like to see, well, yeah, you know, the eyes are the windows to the soul. So if you're giving me that little smirk, or if you know, give me that little coy eye, then I know that what I'm telling you is appealing to you. If you're rolling your eyes or you're checking your cell phone or things like that, then we're probably turned off by the situation. We're like, well, damn, you know, maybe what we're saying is not appealing to her. So we like a woman, you know, give us eye contact, you know, the subtle, shoot, men love a subtle flirtation, some innuendo, something like that. Men enjoy. That way we're not, you know, because it's not like we don't want to do any idle chattering, but it's when you're first on, you know, at first date, you want to make a good impression. You want to know about her. She wants to know about you. We just want to make sure that we're not just talking to be talking. So those are some of the things that me and the fellas have talked about as far as, you know, ladies, you know, we're attracted by your beauty, of course, but it's your character, it's your conversation, it's your integrity, it's who you are as a person that's going to keep us intrigued. Your body's going to be hot, but it's keeping us intrigued, not just sexually, but emotionally and mentally, that keeps us coming back. So just wanted to keep that in mind. So I've been hearing a lot of things about the nice guy and the real man, okay? There are so many fellas out there that they're nice, sometimes too nice, okay? They are too nice for their own good. And these ladies, fellas, these ladies, you know, from MC Light talking about they want a roughneck to Beyonce, she said, you know, they want that bad boy. Everybody wants that. But they want a bad boy, but they don't want the bad boy. What they want is they want a real man. And, fellas, here's how you change from that nice guy role to that real man. And this is going out to my fellas. And, ladies, let me know if I'm wrong. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. I love how they gave you 3969. I just love it, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so fellas, here's how you change from that nice guy role to that real man role. The first thing you got to do, it's already in you. You got to take charge, fellas. You got to take charge. You don't want to seem weak or indecisive. Even when it comes to just the little things, take charge, stand up, handle your business. You know, that right there is an eye catcher to any woman. A man that can be decisive, a man that can be vocal, a man that can be articulate. Take charge, you know. you know, decide to, you know, take charge of a meeting or take charge when it comes to ordering dinner. Be that alpha male. You know, there's nothing wrong with being that alpha male. Women love that. Women love a man who's confident in his abilities. Once again, confident, not arrogant. Second thing, brothers, you got to listen. Fellas, dogs, you got to listen. You got to listen. Even if you don't want to listen, you still got to listen. You learn more by listening than by talking. Listen to what they're saying. Ladies are putting it out there on a platter, fellas. They're telling you what you need to do. They're telling you how to keep her interested, how to keep her enticed. They're telling you, just listen. Don't ignore her. Listen. And on the flip side, speak out. Speak your mind. All right? A real man doesn't feel the need to argue. Argue and agree. Sometimes you're gonna speak your mind and you won't agree most of the times, but at least speak your mind. A woman's gonna respect you for being honest and telling her the truth as opposed to keeping it a secret and lying to her or not telling her. Not telling her. Come on now. You know, that is the thing on online dating, men and women. They'll tell you one thing, but, oh, by the way, I didn't tell you that online picture was from 1985. I didn't tell you that I gained about 70 pounds since that picture was taken. And I didn't tell you I'm at home with my mama in her basement. Come on, man. Speak out. Speak your mind. You know, you never know. I've heard many women say this. Real talk. I've heard them say this. They've said, I don't date married men, but if a man tell, I want a man to tell me up front and give me the option. I may not date you, but at least if you speak out and tell me instead of hiding that bullshit, that, you know, they're more pissed off for you not telling them as opposed to you actually being up front and telling them how it is. Okay. Brothers, to go from a nice guy to a real man, you got to be a rock. You know, you got to be able to be that emotional, you know, that emotional rock. Nice guys always try to seek approval. Nice guys cry. Real men can stand firm in their beliefs and be a rock and be that strong person, okay? That's a real man, is to be able to be emotionally stable in all situations. You know, a real man can be cool under pressure at all times. That's a real man, fellas. You know, that's a real man, okay? Another thing is a real man, and like I put it over there about the difference between a confident man and an arrogant man. A real man can say when he's sorry. Okay? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has, you know, nobody's perfect and everybody makes mistakes. A real man can tell you straight up, no chaser, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. And this is what I'm going to do so I won't make that mistake again. Okay? That's a real man. That's not a nice guy. A real man would say a nice guy would say he's sorry. A real man will apologize to you and tell you why he's apologizing and tell you, you know, this won't happen again. So, dudes, I need you to man up. I hate when women say, act like a man. Be a man. Be a man. These dudes right here, man, they don't want to man up. They don't want to take charge. They don't want to be that confident man. Okay? And last but not least, brothers, you got to physical appearance, physical awareness. Not everybody has to be a 6'4" supermodel, size, you know, with washboard abs. We're not saying that. But be conscious in your grooming, okay? Reminding your clothes, your posture, your impression. Bro, look into the mirror sometimes. You know, clothes do make the man, but the man itself makes everything. That's what makes you a real man. You know, whether you're out in the football, whether you're out in the soccer field or the football field or hanging with the boys at the sports bar or whether you're in the corporate office, your appearance dictates the situation. If you walk in there with that suit, that tailored suit, that dry clean suit, you walk in there with that confidence, people will listen to you. Appearance is everything, bro. You know. So, my boys, you gotta stand up, man. You gotta definitely be real about it. So, to all my boys out there, you know, all my real men need to stand up. Shout out to all my real dogs out there, making it do what it do, handling this business. And here's another thing about a real man. A real man, he is a gentleman around friends and family. He is a kind and loving man around his woman, and he's a beast in the bedroom. He is a beast in the bedroom, okay? So he's all those things. That's what a real man is. A real man can be that gentleman and with friends and family, can be that kind, loving man when his woman needs to, and his woman needs to handle the business in the bedroom. God damn it, you know, he needs to handle the business in the bedroom, okay? Hey, I'm up on the break right now. Let me take a quick commercial break. When I come back from the break, I'm going to jump into that rough, rugged, and raw, that nastiness. You know, I like it like that. Hey, I'll hit you back. It's 9:24. It's Dirty After Dark. Your boy, Jay Floyd. Holla. Hey, I'm back for the final segment of Dirty After Dark. Your boy Jay Floyd is Jay Floyd, giving you that rough, rugged, and raw that you have never heard before. So for all my friends, families, and freak that knows me, that this third segment is all about that rough, rugged, and raw. I get kind of, I take off the gloves, and I just go deep. I like to go deep in a little sexual talk. So tell me this. All my friends, families, and freaking. And when I say, if you want to hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So I just want to know, you know, should you get to know a person first sexually before you actually start dating them? And I say that because I talked about this a while back, about the 90-day rule. And if y'all don't know about that 90-day rule, it's basically, I guess a requirement that one is to wait 90 days before getting it in. I've had that happen to me on a few occasions, and the reason why. I'm questioning the 90-day rule or the, whatever the situation, the two-week rule or the whatever. It's because you put all of that energy into getting to know someone mentally, emotionally, get all that sexual buildup. Y'all get into the act, and ladies, he can't fuck. He can't eat it right. You have no sexual chemistry whatsoever. There is just nothing physical. He's a two-minute brother. He can't get it up. He got a small dick. I mean, and the list goes on. And you waited 90 days to find that out. Fellas, on the reverse, she made you wait 90 days, and she is a lame fuck. She don't move. She don't make no noise. She just sit on. She literally just do missionary position. You know, she complaining about this hurts. Come on, fellas. She made me wait 90 days for this below average pussy? Come on now. This is what I'm talking about. So, do you, ladies and gents, do you just take care of the physical first? And if the physical is up to par, then you move on to getting to know them from a more emotional and mental level. Now, granted, we're talking about getting the physical out the way. I know that sounds, you know, ass backwards. It doesn't sound like the norm. The norm is to get to know someone, to get to know their likes and dislikes and follow a trend. And then when time permits or whenever y'all decide to take it to the next level sexually, y'all do. But this is 2015, and let's get real, okay? All of that time and effort that you put into getting to know this guy from a mental and a spiritual and emotional standpoint, and come to find out that sex, he sucks at sex. And ladies, you can tell me all you want to. You can tell me all you want to. Sex does play a major role in a relationship. I don't give a damn how good he is as a man if he ain't got a big dick, if he's not handling his business, if he doesn't do the cunnilingus, if he doesn't know how to hit those positions and hit that G spot, you will leave his ass. Okay? You may care about him, but especially the grown and sexy ladies, sex does play a major role in the situation. So I'm not advocating either way. What I'm saying is, why don't you just take care of that? And if he's a lame, if he's that two-minute brother the first 2 weeks, he'll be a two-minute brother 6 months later. That way you don't have to deal with all that drama and move on. You know, if he's a great lay, if he made them toes curl and you had multiple orgasms from this guy, then he's probably know what the hell he's doing. You probably have some physical, it's more than just physical chemistry. You can move on. So what's wrong with dating backwards? As long as you're safe, as long as you're mature, as long as it's consensual, what's wrong with dating backwards? that's my little opinion. Let me know. Let me know if y'all agree or disagree. All right. But this is 2015. There's nothing wrong with that. Bad sex complicates things. Okay. Bad sex gives you reasons to end things. Okay. So if you're if you wait 90 days for some bad sex, trust me, it's going to leave a bad taste in your mouth, and you're not going to want to continue to get to know that person. Good sex will keep you coming back regardless. So let me know if I'm wrong. Hit me up. Let me know if I'm wrong. So you know, the couple sitting around, let's say y'all sitting around, fellas, you sitting around with your beautiful, sexy lady. Y'all just sitting around the house, and, you know, you're trying to get that mood right, you know, and so maybe the mood, you know, maybe she had a rough day and maybe you had a rough day. You're trying to get that mood right. Here's some things that I say would definitely spice it up to put y'all in that sexual mood. Now this is some nice shit. I do a lot of research before I do my stuff, but one was, imagine y'all in the house chilling and you get a phone call. And it's from your girl, and she's within the house. So she went into the back room or something, and she wants to talk dirty. Ask you questions like, what are you wearing? Ask you questions like, you know, how big is it? And can I play with it? And are you wearing your birthday suit? Would you like for me to take off mine? Things like that. And she's in the house, you know, or she's in a different room. If that doesn't intrigue you a little bit, then nothing will. I'm telling you, that's a nice little starter right there. Another thing is just, you know, sometimes you can start by just describing how you like to have sex with that person. It's enough to drive them crazy. Y'all could be sitting around and just, you know, like, damn, you would look so good right now on this couch. Or, you know, just have this, you know, just out of the blue conversation and say, damn, you know, do you think, you know, we can make it do what it do on the kitchen table without trying to break it? Oh, boy, you would look great bent over this counter right now. Little things like that start the conversation and get everything popping, I guarantee you. A conversation started like this. Would you like to masturbate in front of me? No, that's always been a fantasy or a fetish for people. Ladies and gentlemen, people masturbate all the time. If you want to start something, just ask your mate to masturbate in front of you. Ladies, ask him to see what he says. Fellas, ask her to see what she says. Boy, that tells you, it's on and popping right there. Those are just some things right there that I saw that's like would get a party started. Not to mention, fellas, if you see your girl, 1 minute she's wearing some sweats and then she come back and she's got that little see-through that you like, there's a good indication that she wants to get it in. Ladies, if, you know, you sitting on the couch eating your little meal or whatever, and he goes and takes a shower or starts cutting his hair, getting all cleaned up for no apparent reason, then he probably wants to get it in. That's a good time you just join them in the shower and make it do what it do. So, boy, I'm telling you, all this bedroom talk is damn shame. All this bedroom talk, and I'm in the bed by myself. Damn, damn, damn. So my last topic I wanted to bring this up, and I was reading an article about John Mayer. And if y'all don't know, John Mayer is a real famous musician. Who never made a bone about it. He's dated some well-known actresses and musicians himself, and he doesn't make any bones about who he's dated, and he's been around the block a few times. He's definitely been around the block. But in an article he was doing in Playboy, he mentioned that one of his former conquests was sexual napalm to him. And when I first heard it, I had to look that shit up. I said, sexual napalm. What man? Because, you know, I'm ex-military, so I'm thinking napalm is a, it's a gas, it's an explosive gas agent that causes, you know, just itching and burning of the skin and the eyes. And I'm thinking, damn, did she give him an STD or something? But he said in particular, this woman, Jessica Simpson, when he was dating her, he said she was like a drug to him. And he said, and I know drugs aren't good if you do them. I know drugs are not good if you do them a lot. Yeah, that girl was like crack cocaine to me. Sexually, it was crazy. That's all I can say. It was like napalm, sexual napalm. So my question is, damn, has there ever been a situation out there, all my friends, family, and freaks, that a person was your sexual napalm? It was explosive, but it was toxic, but it was like you couldn't get enough of it. Person had so much sex appeal, so much energy, sexual energy, that it was, you knew it was wrong. You know, Shell, you know, he could have been married, but boy, he brought that sexual napalm in the bedroom. Or, you know, it was toxic because maybe that person was toxic, but the sex was so good. Like he said she was like crack cocaine to him. Highly addictive, highly dangerous. So personality-wise, she was toxic, but sexually, she was the drug he wanted. She was the drug he needed. And he was fiending for. So, but, you know, I don't know if I've been in that situation. Well, I don't know if I want to be in that situation. It'd be nice. You know, I might have to go to the sexual rehab for my sexual napalm addiction or something like that. But that's a good, you know, that's intense. That's some intense erotic sex to where it was just, you know, napalm is horrible and it scorches the earth and it just destroys everything in its path. But she was sexual napalm. When she got into his bedroom, explosion. That's some deep shit. That is some deep shit. So I want y'all to think about that sexual napalm. You know, some of that explosive good. You know, fellas, she got that stuff that's so good, it's just explosive. Ladies, he got that stuff that's so good, it's so addictive. So I want y'all to think about that and get back to your boy. Hey, I've had a wonderful show. As usual, please, please, please follow me on Facebook. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on Blog Talk. It's your boy, J. Flizzle, J. Floyd. And trying to find me some sexual napalm. Hey, I'll holler at you. Take it easy now. Peace.